Our sponsor for this podcast is Blade City. Search their huge collection of knives and blades for the perfect one. Mix for knifing with us. I'm your beloved host, Emily Rankin, and welcome to the Ancient Topics Podcast, where we talk to you about many different topics of the ancient world. Today we'll be talking about the weapons of ancient Rome, so let me fill you in on some Rome history. This lovely civilization was at its peak around the Pax Romana. Augustus and many good emperors, the five good emperors, ruled over Rome. Ancient Rome started in Italy, but when the Roman Empire began, the civilization spread from Spain to Asia Minor. One thing Rome was known for was fighting. Arena or war, Romans had some pretty advanced weapons and at their disposal. The Romans were also very organized when it came to war and weapons. We today will be looking at least five different weapons today, starting with the most famous, gladius and the scutum. What is the history behind the gladius? The gladius, which is a Hispanic sword, it's the iconic short sword of the Roman army. The gladius came from clans and tribes that had lived in Spain. The Roman general Cicero Africanus took a like to this sword during the Second Punic War, so he began to equip his legions with the weapon. What does it look like? The gladius is roughly 18 inches long and is equipped with a double-edged blade. What is the history behind the scutum? Of course, the gladius was used with its partner in crime, the scutum. The shield was actually taken from the Italic people which Rome fought against. The scutum is a large, round shield of glued together wood. Leather was then attached to the wood, and then metal would be placed on the rim of the shield. Our next two weapons will be the pilum and the hasta. How does the pilum work? The pilum is a throwing spear that at impact will bend and usually break. This stopped enemies from using the spears once thrown. This was also one of the main weapons in the Roman army. The origins of the spear mostly come from the Samnite Wars, 343 to 290 BC. What does it look like? This spear is roughly 7 feet long and has a barbed iron tip. The hasta. The hasta, hasta meaning spear, was proven to be the most effective weapon against horsemen, and it was the first weapon that the Romans used. What does the hasta look like? The hasta was about 6.5 feet with an iron head and a shaft made from hardened ash. Our next two weapons, and our final last two weapons, will be the ballistas and the catapults. More just like ballistas. Ballistas were used during Julius Caesar's campaign in Gaul and in Britain. The ballista was a giant crossbow that had two levers with torsion strings. It would be loaded with metal darts. There were many questions I asked myself about these weapons in the civilization. At first, I never really wondered about the weapons of these ancient civilizations, but after learning what I've learned, I wish I had focused more on war and military than I did. I always wondered how the civilization won so many battles. Rome was seen as a very powerful civilization. After the Punic Wars, they gained some territory. Once Julius Caesar took control Rome soared to life, all thanks to the wonderful weapons we looked at today. I used many historians' blogs to help and aid in this podcast, such as Colin Richards' Three Important Roman Legionary Weapons, and many more. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Topic was recommended from Julia Roberts in the comments, and many more who said that they wanted to look at weapons because, I don't know, you just like blades. So yeah, thank you for listening, and I will have another podcast next week.